Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 8th Perek of Hilchos Tefillah Ubirkas Kohanim. In this Perek, the Rambam will extol the virtue of davening b'tzibur, and therefore it's a particularly timely topic when we haven't had the opportunity in this corona era that we live in to daven with a minyan in the ideal fashion as often as we would have liked. It's important to reiterate again and again the significance of Tefillah b'tzibur. Halacha Aleph. Tefillah satzibur nishmas tamid. The prayer of the congregation is always heard. Even if there are sins amongst the people, nonetheless, God does not despise the prayer of the public. Therefore, a person is mandated to join together along with the tzibur, and he should not daven alone if it's possible for him to daven with the tzibur. And a person should always get up early and stay late by going to shul. Another integral aspect of ideal prayer is not just to daven with a minyan, but specifically to daven in a shul. And unfortunately, as we began with, in today's day and age, we haven't had the opportunity to daven with a minyan, to daven in a shul as often as we would have liked. It's critical to realize how important this is. V'chol mi sheyesh lo beis haknesses b'iro, v'eino nechnas l'socha, l'espalal nikra shachin ra. And anybody who has a shul available in his neighborhood and he doesn't enter there to daven, he's considered a bad neighbor. And the Rav would highlight this by explaining that it's not just that you're considered somebody who's a sinner or that your prayer is lacking, but you're considered a bad neighbor because you should recognize that together all of our tefillos are stronger, better, and by participating in the minyan, you can improve the tefillah and thereby the well-being of everybody in the community. Halacha Beis. And there's a positive value, there's a mitzvah to run to shul. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "B'nei Av near Dafah l'Daz Hashem." We run, we chase after knowledge of God. Ukshiyatsmi beis haknesses, and when somebody leaves shul, Ayaf siyapsiya gasa. He shouldn't take large steps. Ela yilech matmat. Rather, he should walk slowly, little bit by little bit. Ukshiyikanis the beis haknesses, when somebody enters into shul, yikanis shir shnei psachim. He should go two doorway amounts into it. There are those that interpret this homiletically as saying you have to first walk out of the world where you were in and then walk into the chamber of God, to walk into the mode of prayer. It's hard for us to shake off all the distractions we had from what we were dealing with in our regular life. We have to have a cool down process. You walk through one door and leave, and then you walk through another door and enter, so to speak. So you have to walk the distance of two entrance ways. And then afterwards he prays, L'kayim l'shmor mezuzos pischei, in order to fulfill the pasuk, which implies that there's two doors that we have when we daven. Halacha Gimel. Beis HaMedrash gadol beis haknesses. The kedusha, the greatness of a place where people study Torah, is greater than a place where people daven to Hashem. And there were these great sages who, even though they had in their neighborhood shuls where they could daven, many shuls even, lo hayu mispalalin el b'makom shehu oskin bo b'torah. They would only daven in a place where they were involved in Torah, the place where they had learned Torah. Fuhu she'espal sham tefilas tzibur. However, this doesn't mean that it outranks the value of davening b'tzibur, assuming that he's able to have a minyan in that place where he is going to normally learn Torah. So then that's the ideal place for him to daven. If he would be davening in b'yachidos, then it's not ideal. Halacha dalet. V'ketzad hi tefilas tzibur. What is the tefilas tzibur? What is the communal prayer? There's one person who davens in a loud voice, and everybody listens. And you can't do this unless there's 10 adult men who are free men present. And the shliach tzibur counts as one of those 10. And even if a few of them had already davened and had already completed their tefillah, they can still complete from that total of 10. This is assuming, of course, that the majority of the 10 hadn't davened. If you have 5 or more, then it's already a problem. And similarly, other Dvarim Shel Kedusha, such as saying Kedusha in Shemona Esrei, or reciting the brachos before and after in the reading of the Torah and the Haftorah, you can't do unless you have 10 men who are free adults present. Interesting to note as well that this, discussing Chazaras HaShatz, as we colloquially refer to it, is called Tefillas HaTzibur. And the Rav of Salavitcher would point this out as well and highlight that it isn't just a repetition to serve the purpose of enabling those that weren't familiar with prayer to have a mode of praying along with the congregation by listening attentively. But rather, it's something deeper. It's the congregation's prayer. It's not Tefillah Bitzibur. It's Tefillas HaTzibur, the prayer of the community. It's together, all of us, pushing or exerting our collective force against the gates of heaven, and therefore is very, very meaningful, and a person should be very careful to pay attention during Chazar Sashatz. Okay. And similarly, you can't have one person reciting the blessings of Kriya Shema and everybody else listens together and says Amen afterwards, unless you have 10 people. And this is what we refer to colloquially in Shas as Poris Al Shema. And also you can't say Kaddish unless there's 10 adult free men there. And Kohanim do not duchim, they don't give the priestly blessing unless there's 10 people there. Kohanim min amin. The Kohanim, however, can count as part of the 10. Shekol Atzar Yisrael hinikrin Eda. Because every 10 Jews gathered together in this fashion are defined as an Eda, as a congregation. And that is what will enable these Devarim Shebuk Dusha. Shneimar, Zbos Kseid, Ad Masai La'Eda HaRad Zoz V'chulei, V'chulei Atzar Shehayu Sharei Yatzu Yoshu V'Kali. And there, by the Meraglim, rather negative Pasuk, there were 10 people aside from Yoshua and Kalev, and therefore we learn that the idea of an Eda, of a congregation of Jews gathering together for these Kedusha purposes, is 10 people. Halacha Zayin, B'tzarech Lios Hasara Kulan B'makom Echad. You need all 10 people to be in one place. V'shliach Tzibur Imahen B'makom Echad. And the one leading the congregation should also be together in that same place. Chatzar Ketana, Shenifritza B'mloa, Chatzar Gedola. If you have a small courtyard, which in its area is open up to a larger area, if there's 9 in the larger area and only 1 person in the smaller area, so then they're able to join. Tisha Biktana, Yachid Bigdola. However, if there's 9 in that smaller area and 1 in the larger area, then they do not combine in that scenario. Tzibor Bigdola, Vishliach Tzibor Biktana. If you have the congregation in the larger area and the leader of the congregation in the smaller area, Yotzin Yidei Chuvasim, then he can fulfill their obligation. Tzibur Biktana, Vishliach Tzibur Bigdola, Ein Yotzin. Similar to what we saw beforehand with the 9 and the 1, so similarly, if the tzibor is in the smaller one, and the shliach tzibor, the leader of the congregation, is in the larger one, he cannot fulfill their obligation. Shrehu muflug mehen, because he's considered distant from them, ve'enan imahen ve'makum echad, he's not considered in the same place, since the larger area has walls off on either side, right, he can muflug es menektan, it's as if it's separated from that smaller one. Ve'en ha'ketana muflegas menagdola, but the smaller one's not considered distant from the larger one, ela harehi keren zavishala. Rather, it's considered like a small corner off of it. Because of the fact that the smaller one is only open into the larger one, but the larger one has these two walls on either side of where the smaller one opens up into it. So because of that, it's viewed as its own distinct area, looking at it from the larger one into the smaller. But from the smaller to the larger, it can be viewed as two connected places. And similarly, if there was excrement in the larger area, so then it's forbidden to daven or to recite Kriya Shema while in the smaller one. However, if there was excrement in the smaller one, then you are allowed to say Kriya Shema or daven in the larger one. This is assuming that there wasn't a bad smell. Again, because it's viewed from the larger one to the smaller one's perspective, it's viewed as being disconnected from it. The leader of the congregation is able to fulfill the obligation of those that are listening. Ketzad, how is that? Bishashu mispal, at a time when he's davening, v'hein shomim, and they're listening, v'on an amen, achar kol bracha bracha, and they recite amen after every blessing, harehein k'mispal, and it's as if they themselves have davened and have fulfilled their obligation. V'medr m'murim, when is this true? The Rambam explains, v'mish ein yodea mispal. If the person who's listening doesn't know how to daven on their own, but if he does know how to daven, then he cannot latch on to the leader of the congregation's tefillah. Instead, he needs to daven on his own. When is this true? This is true on all other days of the year other than Rosh Hashanah, very timely for us as we stand just before Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur of Yovel, which, as we saw, has the same musaf as the Rosh Hashanah Musaf, rather than the regular Yom Kippur Tefillah. Abul Shneyam Elu, rather on these days, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, Shliach Tzibur Motzi Es Yudea, Kishem Shemotzi Es Sheinu Yudea. On these days, the leader of the congregation is able to fulfill the obligation of somebody who does know how to pray just as he would be able to fulfill the obligation of somebody who does know how to pray. Since these are very, very long brachos, and not most of the people, even if they're familiar with them, most people are not able to have the proper focus in these brachos as the Shliach Tzibur, who realizes it's incumbent upon him, and hopefully we've chosen somebody who has the ability to focus, will be able to do so. Therefore, he can be Yotzei, even those people that technically know the tefillah, but we assume he will do a better job. Therefore, on these two particular days, if the individual who might himself know Shemoneh Esrei but wants to latch on to that of the Shliach Tzibur, he is able to do so. We don't appoint somebody to be a Shliach Tzibur unless he's somebody who is one of the greatest people in the congregation in both his wisdom and his actions. And if he's an elderly person, somebody who's aged and therefore has life experience as well and can be respected on a different level, so then this individual is even more fitting, more appropriate to be the Shliach Tzibur. And in addition to that, we aim to have a Shliach Tzibur, we endeavor to have a Shliach Tzibur who has a very, very beautiful voice and is familiar with the words. And somebody who, though he might be a very great and wise individual, if he has not yet reached the stage in his life where he's got a full beard, so then it's inappropriate for him to be the Shliach Tzibur, because it's considered a lack of dignity towards the Tzibur. However, he is able to lead the congregation with regards to reciting Shema, as we saw earlier. There was this concept of Poreis Huel Shema, where he would do it on behalf of the Tzibur. Once he's already 13 years old and has attained two pubic hairs. Halacha Yud Beis. V'chein alag, and so too, somebody who isn't able to pronounce letters clearly, can go to Misha Kori La'ayin Aleph, Ol Aleph Ayin. For example, he says an Ayin as an Aleph, or an Aleph as an Ayin. V'chol Misha Enu Yachal Otzias Osios Ketiknan, and anybody else who isn't able to properly pronounce the words as they are intended to be pronounced, in Man No Sosh Liach Tzibur, we do not appoint him as the leader of the congregation. V'arav Man Echa Mitami Davlis Pal L'fanav Tzibur. And a teacher of Torah is able to appoint one of his students to daven in front of him as the leader of the Tzibur, even though you would think he's greater, he's a bigger Talmid Chacham, he's greater in his Chachma, he's greater in his Maisim. Nonetheless, he's able to appoint one of his Talmidim if he thinks his Talmud is more fitting for the job. Hasuma Poris Al Shema, V'naaseh Shliach Tzibur. A blind person is able to serve to lead the congregation with regards to the Shema, as well as Shemoneh Esrei. Avam Isha Kseifav Megulos, Avam Pishu Poris Al Shema, Ein Naaseh Shliach Tzibur L'Tfila Ashi Atuf. But somebody who is not covering his shoulders, he's not properly covered with his talis, so then, though he's allowed to lead the congregation with regards to Shema, he is not allowed to lead the congregation with regards to Tefillah B'Tzibur, the Tefillah HaTzibur, the Chazaras HaShatz. Baruch Hashem, another phenomenally important parak of Rabbam we've had the opportunity to learn through together, and one which, again, during this time in particular, should focus us on the import of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And as much as we might not, and we should not, daven B'Tzibur, if it's not advised by the halachic decisors and the medical decisors who we turn to, nonetheless, we should feel that lack. We should miss that opportunity to daven together with B'Tzibur. It should hurt us, and we should daven to Hashem, B'Yechidos, that he should return to us normal Tefillah B'Tzibur, normal Tefillah Beis HaKnesses, so that we can have maximally meaningful and efficacious tefillos when we daven to Hashem. Have a great day.